예, 안녕하십니까.
Hello everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
행복하셨어요?
Everyone, were you happy?
아, 우리 지난 3일날 저녁에 비가 오는 그때부터 시작해서 오늘까지 너무너무 행복했습니다.
We started on that rainy evening of the 3rd and we have all the way come to tonight and we've been very happy.
여러분 그렇습니까?
Is that true everyone?
우리 월드 캠프를 여러 번 했는데요.
And we've held the world camp many times.
이번처럼 정말 행복한 기회가 없는 것 같습니다.
And I don't think we've had one as happy as this one.
외부에 오신 장관님들, 총장님들 너무 빡빡한 스케줄 함께 해 주셨고요.
And the ministers from abroad and also the university chancellors have joined us amidst our very tight schedule.
그리고 이번에 수없이 많은 이 많은 사람 한 사람도 아픈 사람이나 뭐 다친 사람이 없이 이렇게 천주를 이렇게 마칠 수 있어 너무 감사합니다.
And there's so many people here, but not one person got hurt or got ill. We were able to finish our first week very well. I'm so thankful.
예, 저희 작은 아버지는 이 일본 전쟁에 가셨다가 일본 히로시마 근교 유키촌한데 사셨어요.
And so my uncle, he fought the war in Japan, and he lived in a place called Yukicho, which is near Hiroshima.
한 몇 년 전이었는데 저희들 교회 실버회에서 일본 큐슈에 가서 집회를 한대요.
And then a few years ago, the Silver Group at our church said that they wanted to have a conference in Kyushu, Japan.
근데 이제 제가 거기 있었는데 어떤 실버 한 부인이 저보고 목사님도 오셔서 말씀 한번 전해 주세요.
But one of the ladies from the Silver Group told me, "Pastor, you should come too and preach us the word."
아 그래, 가겠다고 그랬어.
I said, "Sure, I'll come."
그 소식을 듣고 동경교회 목사님이 저한테 전화를 했어요.
And upon hearing about that, pastor of the Tokyo church called me.
목사님, 저녁에 도쿄 오셔서 우리 교회에서 말씀 한번 전해주시고 주무시고 그 이튿날 신간생 타고 큐슈로 가세요.
And pastor, why don't you come to our church for that evening, preach the word to us at our Tokyo church, and next day take the Shinkansen to Kyushu.
그 제가 그러기로 했습니다.
And I agreed to do that.
이제 신간을 타고 뭐 지나가는 길에 히로시마 역을 지나가.
And on the way there in the Shinkansen train, we stopped by Hiroshima.
제가 작은 아버지한테 전화를 했어요.
And I called my uncle.
자문에 제가 히로시마 역을 지나가는데요.
Uncle, I'll be passing through the Hiroshima station.
제가 작은 아버지 집까지 갈 만한 시간이 안 됩니다.
But uncle, I don't have the time to go all the way to your house.
그러니까 작은 아버지 얼굴을 보고 싶은 사람은 역까지만 나오시면 좋겠습니다.
But uncle, I'd like to see your face. Could you come out to the train station?
그 작은 아버지, 아 그래 내가 여기 나갈게.
My uncle said, sure, I'll be there at the train station.
그 제가 히로시마 역에 내렸습니다.
And I got off at the Hiroshima station.
작은 아버지 가족들이 전부 이제 여기에서 저를 기다리고 있었어요.
And my uncle's whole family were waiting for me at the train station.
작은 아버지, 작은 어머니, 그래 제 사촌 동생들 거기 있었어요.
And so my uncle, his wife, and my younger cousins.
그리고 호텔에 붙어 여기 붙던 호텔에 가서 우리 점심을 같이 먹었어요.
And we went to a hotel nearby the train station and we had lunch together.
그날 작은 아버지 너무 기뻐하셔서 맥주도 좀 드시고.
And so my uncle was so happy he had some beer.
그래 막 또 노래도 부르시고 그러셨어요.
And he started singing.
제가 지금 사촌 동 제일 큰 동생이 있는데.
And of my cousins, I have my oldest cousin.
제가 큰 동생 보고 이야기를 했어요.
And I told my oldest cousin.
너 한국에 우리 집에 놀러 한번 와라.
I asked him, why don't you come visit me at my house in Korea?
전에 그런 이야기를 하면 뭐 바쁘다고 안 오는데.
When I used to say that to him before, he would say he's always busy.
그날 선뜻 온다는 거예요.
But that day, he said, sure, I'll go.
아, 좋다.
Oh, I said, oh, that's great.
그리고 언제부터 제 달력을 펴보더니.
And then he opened up his calendar.
며칠 날 온다고.
He said, I'll be there on this date.
아, 오라고.
I said, sure, come.
그래서 큰 동생 내외가 한국에 왔어요.
And so my oldest cousin and his wife, they visited me in Korea.
그래서 그날 저녁 때가 됐는데.
And then it became evening that day.
큰 동생이 저한테 이야기를 했어요.
You know, my older cousin said to me.
형님, 저는 문제가 하나 있습니다.
He said, I have a problem.
뭐냐고.
I asked him, what is it?
다리에 이상한 반점이 생겼는데.
He says, I'm getting weird spots on my legs.
병원에 가서 물어보니까 이거는 혈액에 관한 병이라.
And when I asked the hospital about this, they said this is a sickness of my blood.
그래서 이거는 2년 안에 죽는다고 말합니다.
And so they tell me that I'll be dead in 2 years.
우리 부부가 막 밤새도록 울었습니다.
And so my wife and I, we cried all night long.
근데 이제 1년이 지났습니다.
And 1 year has already passed.
제가 1년밖에 더 못 삽니다.
I only have 1 more year to live.
그래서 마지막 죽기 전에 형님 사는 집에 한번 와 보려고 왔어요.
And so before I die, I wanted to finally visit your house, he said to me.
아, 그러냐?
I said, "Oh, really?"
우선 잠이나 자자.
Well, let's go to sleep first of all.
잤어요.
And so we went to sleep that night.
그랬던 아침에 제가 동생을 데리고
And the next morning, I took my cousin.
우리 아주 유명한 한의사 한 분이 계신데.
And there's a very famous Chinese medical doctor at my church.
황효정 장로라는 한의사가 있어.
He's a Chinese medical doctor named Elder 황효정.
이제 제 동생을 데려가서 그 다리를 보여줬어요.
And I took my cousin there and showed him my cousin's legs.
한의사 한 처음에 보자, 이거 아토피 같다는 거야.
And then he looked at the legs for a while, and he said, "This is eczema."
제가
I said, yeah, whatever.
황현은 아토피 치료하는 저 의사지만,
Elder Huang, he's a doctor who treats eczema.
모든 걸 아토피 잡으려 그래.
But he tries to diagnose everything as eczema.
그러자 이분이 노트북을 막 컴퓨터 두드리기 시작해.
And then he began to search on his laptop computer.
그래 한참 두드리는데 사진을 두 개 딱 뽑아오는데 보니까.
And then after searching for a long while, he looked at 2 pictures.
그 사진에 나오는 그 모양하고 제 동생 그 반점은 똑같은.
And so what those pictures showed and the spots on my cousin's legs were exactly the same.
동생하고 제가 눈이 시퉁그레졌어요.
And so my cousin and I, we became wide-eyed.
그 다음에 황효정 장로님의 입에서 나오는 말이.
And then what Elder 황효정 said from his lips.
이 환자가 말입니다.
You know this patient?
일주일 약 먹고 이렇게 변할 거야.
He took the medication for 1 week and 1 week.
일주일 먹고 이렇게 될 거야.
And it got this well 2 weeks and then it got this well.
3주째 되고.
And after 3 weeks it became like this.
한 달만 다 나았습니다.
And then after a month he was all healed.
보이시오.
See?
그 저는 막 눈이 둥그러졌는데.
And I was all wide-eyed.
동생이 막 감탄하라고 할 줄을 못 동생이.
And my cousin was so excited he didn't know what to do.
분명히 이제 1년 전 죽는 사람인데.
And surely he was supposed to die in 1 year.
동생 마음에는 벌써 죽음이 다 찾아왔어요.
And in my cousin's heart, death had already come to his heart.
자기들은 1년 후에 죽는다고 모든 걸 결심.
And he had already decided that in 1 year he was going to die.
근데 정확하게 그 병이 나은 그 과정을 딱 보니까.
But when he precisely saw the process of how that sickness was healed,
너무너무 기뻐하는 거예요.
He was so happy.
한 달 약을 샀어요.
And then he bought 1 month's medication.
한국 돈 153,000원.
And it cost about $153.
내가 153,000원 동생을 살릴 수 있다면.
If I could save my younger brother, my cousin's life for $153.
아무것도 아니죠.
That's nothing.
약값을 153,000원 딱 냈어.
With my generosity, I paid for the medication, $153.
그리고 동생을 데리고 우리 집에 왔어.
And I brought my cousin to my house.
그날 동생 내외가 마음을 다
And that day, my cousin and his wife completely opened their hearts.
이제 저 동네에서 우리 한국에 있는 형님한테 아마 안 되는 문제가 없다.
And so my cousin was telling me, you know, if I come to you in Korea, there's no problem you cannot solve.
제가 동생 내외를 앉혔어.
And so I sat down my cousin and his wife.
그리고 이제 성경을 펴서 이야기를.
And I opened up the Bible and began to speak to him.
여러분 성경 요한복음 8장에 보면 가늠한 여자가 나오는데.
In the Bible, John chapter 8, there's a story of the woman taken out of adultery.
여자 가늠하다 잡혀 돌에 맞아 죽게 됐는데.
This woman was caught in the act of adultery. She was supposed to be stoned to death.
예수님이 오셨어요.
But Jesus came.
서기관들과 바리새인들이 예수님께 물었어요.
And the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus.
선생님 이 여자가 가늠하다가 현장에서 잡혔습니다.
Master, this woman was taken in the act of adultery.
모세는 이러한 여자를 돌로 치라 명하여 선생은 어떻게 말하겠습니까?
Moses commanded that such a woman should be stoned, but what sayest thou?
예수님께서 땅에 손가락으로 글씨를 쓰셨어요.
And Jesus, with his finger, wrote on the ground.
글씨 쓰시고 일어나시더니.
And after he wrote, he got up.
너희 중에 죄 없는 자가 먼저 돌로 치라.
He said, "He that is without sin among you, be the first to cast a stone."
사람들이 다 하나씩 두씩 갔어.
And people left one by one.
마지막에 예수님과 그 여자만 남았어.
And at last, only Jesus and this woman remained.
예수님이 여자에게 물었어요.
And Jesus asked this woman.
여자 너를 고소하던 그들이었느냐?
Woman, where are those thine accusers?
너를 정죄한 자가 없느냐?
Hath no man condemned thee?
주여, 아무도 없습니다.
Lord, no man, Lord.
예수님이 그 여자에게 뭐라고 말씀하셨어요?
And then Jesus said to this woman,
나도 너를 정죄하지 아니하노니.
Neither do I condemn thee.
가서 다시는 죄를 범치 말라.
Go and sin no more.
저는 그 성경 읽으면 너무 신기했어요.
You know, when I read those words, it was so amazing to me.
이 여자 분명히 가늠하다 잡힌 여자인데.
Surely this woman was taken in the act of adultery.
예수님 그 여자에게 나도 너를 정죄하지 그 여자 죄를 다 사함을 받은 거예요.
And Jesus said to this woman, neither do I condemn thee. All her sins were forgiven.
저는 거기서 제가 궁금했던 게 하나 있는데.
And there's one thing I was curious about from this.
어릴 때 교회를 다녔습니다.
I went to church ever since I was young.
그 제가 이제 저도 죄를 많이 지었죠.
And I also committed lots of sins.
그래 죄를 사하기 위해서.
To have my sins forgiven.
내가 회개하거나 열심히 기도하거나 용서를 빌거나 뭘 해야 죄가 씻어집니다.
Repenting or praying hard or begging for forgiveness, I thought I had to do something to get my sins forgiven.
그 가늠한 여자가 죄 사함 받는 걸 보면,
and but when you see this woman of adultery receiving forgiveness,
여자는 틀림없이 가늠을 하고 죄를 지었는데,
surely this woman committed sin and she committed adultery.
가늠한 여자 어떻게 죄가 씻어진 자세히 성경을 보고 계속해서 찾아.
And so I searched the Bible again and again and again to see how this woman of adultery received forgiveness.
그녀는 그 여자 분명히 가늠이란 죄를 했지었고.
Surely she committed the sin of adultery.
죄가 있는데.
And she has sin.
저는 그 여자가 무엇 해서 죄를 사함 받는지.
But what did this woman do to receive forgiveness of sins?
어떻게 죄가 그걸 자세히 본 거예요.
And how her sins were forgiven? That's what I searched closely.
그 요한복음 8장 1절 11절 사이에 나오는데.
It talks about it in John chapter 8 verses 1 through 11.
우리가 생각 그 여자 죄를 씻게 막 눈물을 흘리고 용서했다 빌고 기도를 하고 막 착하게 살고 성경만 막 그래 해서
And we would think that she would cry for her sins, she would beg for forgiveness, she would try to be good. Through that, her sins get forgiven, we would think.
막 열심히 뉘우치고 울고 회개하고 통회하고 용서해달라 빌고 막 그래 막 몇 날 며칠 해야 죄가 씻어집니다.
And so she would be remorseful and begging and crying for forgiveness and doing these for several days and nights, then her sins would be forgiven.
근데 여러분 성경을 읽어보니까
But when we read the Bible
우리 신앙의 가장 기본적인 책이 성경인데
The most basic book of our spiritual life is the Bible
성경에는 뭐라고 기록되냐면
In the Bible what it says is
이 여자가 아무것도 안 했어
This woman didn't do anything at all
가늠하다 잡혀 돌에 맞아 끌려 죽어가고 있다가 끌려가다가
She committed adultery She was supposed to be stoned to death She was being dragged
예수님을 만났어
And then she met Jesus.
여자가 예수님 만난 뒤에 아무것도 하지 않았어.
And after she met Jesus, she didn't do anything at all.
많은 돌들이 여자에게 날라와야 하는데.
And the many stones were supposed to fly at her.
예수님 돌들을 다 막아주셨어.
But Jesus blocked all the stones from hitting her.
그리고 이제 예수님께서 하신 말씀이.
And then what Jesus said was,
나도 너를 정죄하지 아니하노니.
Neither do I condemn thee.
가서 다시는 죄를 범치 마.
Go and sin no more.
그러면 그 여자의 모든 죄를 사해 줘.
So this woman's all sins were forgiven.
제가 그걸 보고 놀랐죠.
I was amazed to see this.
여자가 한 게 아무것도 어떻게 죄를 씻어지지?
This woman did nothing at all. How were her sins washed?
죄를 씻어지게 눈물을 흘리거나 용서를 빌거나 자백을 하거나 기도라고 해야 하는데.
She's supposed to cry for forgiveness, beg for forgiveness, and repeat and confess for forgiveness.
성경 요한복음 8장 1절 11절까지 그 여자 죄사함 받는 이야기를 열 번 보고 수어 몇 번을 봐도.
But John chapter 8 verses 1 through 11 as I read the story of her forgiveness 10 times, 20 times.
그 여자 죄사함을 받은 건 확실한데.
It was clear she received the forgiveness of sins.
그 여자는 아무것도 하지 않고 죄를 사.
But she received forgiveness without doing anything at all.
아니 이럴 수가 있나?
How could this be?
가늠을 했는데.
She committed adultery.
죄를 지었는데.
She committed sin.
아무것도 안 했는데 죄가 씻어져.
She did nothing at all, but her sins got washed. She wasn't remorseful. She didn't repent. She didn't turn around. But her sins got washed.
성경을 열 번 읽고 백 번, 천 번 읽어도
Even though I read the Bible 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times
그 가늠한 여자가 죄를 위하여 죄를 씻기 한 일은 아무것도
This woman did nothing at all to get her sins forgiven.
누가 그 여자를 위해서
Who worked for this woman?
예수님이 하신 것이.
It was Jesus who did this.
예수님이 하셨어요.
Jesus did it.
그 여자의 죄를 씻으신 분은 예수님이지.
The one who washed away her sins was Jesus.
그 여자가 죄를 지었지만 자기가 죄를 씻진 않은.
Even though she sinned, she was not the one who washed away her sins.
그 다음에 제가 성경에서 구원받는 이야기를 여러 곳을 찾아봤어요.
And then I searched many parts of the Bible where it talks about people getting saved.
누가복음 십자에 강도 만난 자 이야기에서.
In Luke 15, there's a story of the man who fell among thieves.
강도 만난 자 구원받기 위한 일이 아무것도.
And this man did nothing at all to be saved from thieves.
누가복음 15장 당자 이야기에서.
Luke chapter 15 is the story of the prodigal son.
당자 깨끗하게 돼 아무것도 하는 거예요.
He did nothing at all to become clean.
하나님 아버지가 했고.
Father God did everything, and Jesus did everything.
아 그렇구나.
Ah, that's right.
우리 죄를 씻는 것은
to wash away our sins.
우리가 뭘 해서 되어지는 게 아니고.
It is not through us doing something.
우리 죄가 씻어지기 위해서는
for our sins to be washed away.
우리가 뭘 해야 되는 게 아니라.
It's not by us doing something.
예수님이 하셔야 되는구나.
But Jesus has to do it.
아, 예수님이 하실 때 죄가 씻어져.
When Jesus does it, that's when our sins become washed.
성경에서 그걸 정확하게 배웠어요.
And that's what I precisely learned from the Bible.
전 그 사실을 잘 몰랐을 때.
And when I didn't know these things.
내가 죄 죄를 씻으려고 발버둥을 하고
I tried to wash away my
새벽
sins,
기도를 나가고
went to early morning
용서를
service,
빌고
begged for forgiveness.
내가 뭘 해야 되죠?
I thought I had to do something.
성경을 읽어보면 내가 해서 안 돼서
But when I read the Bible, it's not through me.
예수님이 오셨고
That's why Jesus came.
예수님이 하셨을 때 내 모든 게 온전히 씻어진 거예요.
And when Jesus comes and does it, that's when my sins washed away perfectly.
저는 일본에 있는 동생 아내가 내외가 우리 와서 그날 밤에
And my cousin and his wife from Japan, they came to my house and that night
한의원에 가서 황장노님 만나고 약을 지어오는 그날 밤에
That night we went to the Chinese medicine hospital, met Elder Huang and got the medication.
동생 내외는 너무너무 행복해.
My cousin and his wife were so happy.
일본 동생이 여러 명 있는데
I have many younger cousins in Japan.
동생들, 일본인 동생들은 한국의 형님한테 가 모든 게 해결된다.
And my cousins in Japan think when we go see our older cousin in Korea, he'll take care of all our problems.
너무 재밌는 거는.
And but the real funny thing is.
제일 막내 동생은 나이가 54살인데도 결혼을 안 했어.
My youngest cousin, he's 54, but he's not married.
근데 우리 한국 우리 교회 있는 자매님하고 결혼을.
But and then he got married with a sister from our church in Korea.
근데 막 둘이 얼마나 사이가 좋고 행복해 하는지.
And the two of them they get along so well and they love each other so much.
형들이 시기할 정도.
They know so much that his brothers get jealous.
그래서 일본 동생들은 뭐라면 so, 한국의 형님한테 다 된다.
And my cousins in Japan always say, when we go to our older cousin in Korea, he takes care of all our problems.
나한테 뭐가 다 된 게 아니고.
You know, it's not because of me everything is taken care of.
예수님을 만난 뒤에.
After I met Jesus.
내가 잘해서 주님이 축복하신 것도 아니고.
I didn't do well that God blessed me.
했거나, 충성되게 해서 된 게 아니에요.
It was not because I was loyal or because I prayed a lot.
우리가 죄 사함 받고 구원받는 은혜로 된다는 이야기인데.
We receive forgiveness of sins and salvation by grace.
은혜라고 하는 건 내가 수고하거나 노력하거나 돈을 드리거나 무슨 대가를 지불하지 않고 되어지.
Grace means it's not by effort, not by labor, not by us giving money, not by our wage.
죄 사함을 받는 것은
receiving forgiveness of sins,
구원을 받는 것은
receiving salvation,
하늘나라는 것은
and going to heaven.
우리가 뭘 잘해야 되는 게 아니야.
It is not by us doing something well.
문자 그대로 은혜.
And as it says, it's grace.
내가 노력을 하거나 수고하거나 그래야 해서 되는 건
if it's by your effort or your labor,
은혜가 아니.
It is not grace.
내가 아무것도 하지 않고
without you doing anything at all.
예수님이 대신해 주는 그게 은혜입니다.
Jesus doing it instead. That is grace.
그렇기 때문에 그 은혜를 기억해 조그만 그 일을 하면 은혜가 안 됩니다.
And that's why if you work even the tiniest bit for it, it's not grace.
조만큼이라도 돈을 지불하면 은혜가 아닙니다.
If you have to give even a little bit of money for it, that's not grace.
은혜는 아무 값 없이 공짜로 받는 게
Grace is received without any wage for free.
예수님은 우리를 위해서
Jesus for us
값 없이
freely
은혜로
by grace
우리의 모든 죄를 사하시고
He forgave all of our sins.
그래서 우리가 죄 사만 아무것도 안 하고 그냥
And that's why without doing anything at all, we believe that we receive the forgiveness of sins. Once I went to America, I bought an airplane ticket. I bought an economy class ticket. But one of the brothers came to me. Pastor, I'm going to America too. Is it the same flight as me? Yes. But pastor, I bought a first class ticket. Oh, really? Wow, that must be expensive. Okay, have a good trip. And that brother and I, we got on the airplane. I sat in my economy class seat. And then that brother came to see me. Pastor, why don't you go to first class? No, I'm fine with the economy class. You know what? My body type is perfect for flights. I'm most comfortable when I'm on an airplane. I don't understand people who get tired from flying on the airplane. When I ride the airplanes a lot, sometimes I go 30 hours at a time. They give you food, they give you Coke, you can watch movie. I don't know why you get tired on an airplane. And more so because I'm short. If I sit in the economy class seat, it's perfect for my body. You know, tall people, when they get into an airplane, they can't stretch their legs. It's so difficult. But to me, it's no problem. And that brother came to me and said, let's go to first class. I said, no, I'm not going to go. He said, when I bought this first class ticket, I wanted to buy it for you. That's your problem. You bought it, so you sit in it. I'm going to sit economy class, no problem. Oh, come on, pastor, I bought this because I wanted to have you fly first class. No, I'm going to be riding economy class. And this brother didn't know what to do. Another brother said to me, come on, pastor, just go take it. And so I boasted on my way to the first class seat. And so that brother took my ticket and went to the economy class. And that brother gave me his first class ticket. And so in his first class seat, I sat there, and that brother sat in my economy class. And I felt so bad, I boasted my way up to the first class. And it's exactly the same. If that brother, he's supposed to fly first class, but I got to ride in it. And I was supposed to be economy class, but that brother took economy class. Jesus was supposed to go to heaven, but instead I get to go to heaven. And I was supposed to be cursed for my sins, but instead Jesus got cursed. And that's why everyone, you have to know this. Jesus does not have to die 10,000 times to wash away our sins. Through Jesus dying once at the cross, the sins of the world were forgiven forever. Because the Lord was already crucified 2,000 years ago. And when he was crucified, why was he crucified? He bore the sins that all of us needed to be punished for. He bore those sins. All of your sins, no matter what sin you may have committed, when he was crucified, he received all the punishment and he finished it. Now, when God sees you, sins do not remain in your heart. All the sins you committed were forgiven perfectly at the cross. If Jesus did not die for our sins, we should be punished. But through Jesus being crucified, he finished all the punishment for our sins. That's why freely we are washed. That is what you call grace.
만약 여러분 돈을 내거나 어떤 행위를 해서
If
you had to pay money or through some works, if your sins got forgiven,
은혜가 아닙니다.
That wouldn't be grace.
요즘 사람들 왜 문제가 되냐면은,
why do people today have problems?
하는 값 없이.
God freely,
은혜로,
by grace,
죄를 사해주셨는데,
He forgave our sins.
자꾸 내가 수고하고 애를 써서 받으려니까 문제가 돼.
But people try to receive it through their effort and labor. That's why it becomes a problem.
여자 이야기에서,
that's why in the story of the woman of adultery,
아무 인도한 일이 없이,
without doing anything at all,
죄를 사함 받았습니다.
She received the forgiveness of sins.
그게 은혜입니다.
That is grace.
그게 진짜입니다.
That is truth.
여러분도 죄를 사면 뭘 하려고 하면 안 됩니다.
You too should not try to do something for your forgiveness of sins.
죄 사함은 은혜입니다.
Forgiveness of sins is grace.
은혜란 말은 아무 일을 해서 안 됩니다.
And to receive grace, you should do nothing at all.
다만 예수님이 우리의 십자가에 못 박혀 준 그 죽음 하나가 우리의 모든 죄에서 해방시.
Only the death of Jesus Christ at the cross that alone frees us from all sins.
여러분 아무리 잘해도 예수님만큼 할 수 없기 때문에.
No matter how well you do, you cannot do as well as Jesus.
죄를 위해 해야 할 모든 일을 예수님이 하신.
That's why Jesus did all the work that you should do for sins.
어제 우리는 크리스마스 칸타타를 봤어.
Tonight we saw the Christmas cantata.
예수 어떻게 오신 걸 봤어.
We saw how Jesus came.
그리고 어제 저는 예수 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으신 걸.
And yesterday evening we saw how Jesus was crucified.
그렇죠.
Right?
거기서 우리 죄가 끝난 거죠.
And that's where our sins were finished.
사탄이 자꾸 우리를 속이는데.
Satan continually deceives us.
속지 마십시오.
Do not be deceived.
십자가에 못 박힐 때,
when he was crucified,
여러분 죄가 못 박혔어요.
Your sins were crucified.
여러분을 깨끗하게 하셨어요.
And he made you clean.
아무 대가 없이.
For no wage at all.
돈도 내지 않고.
You didn't even pay.
그 어떤 일도 하지 않고.
And you didn't do any kind of work.
공짜로.
Freely.
은혜로 받는 것이.
By grace, you receive it.
아, 죄를 지금 아무 일을 안 해도 됩니다.
And that's why even though you committed sin, you don't have to do anything.
우리가 해야 할 모든 예수님을 다 끝냈으니.
Jesus finished everything that we needed to do.
그 사실을 믿음.
By believing in this fact,
죄에서 해방받고,
we become freed from sin.
복을 받는 여러분 되시기를 바랍니다.
I hope that you will be people who become blessed.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지 감사합니다.
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
죄로 말미암아 영원한 멸망을 받았는데,
through sin we're supposed to receive eternal destruction.
주님께서 오셔서,
but Lord, you came.
우리를 죄에서 구원해 주셔서 감사합니다.
And we thank you that you saved us from sin.
우리 값없이
freely. We thank you. You gave us the amazing salvation.
이 자리에 모인 우리 모두 이 은혜를 입도록 해주옵소서.
And have all of us here receive your grace.
주의 축복이 넘치길 빕니다.
May your blessings overflow.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
아멘.
아멘.
여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.